conservative leaders call on Masters of the Universe to cut ties with SPLC. By Lucas Nolan on April 20, 2019. A group of conservative leaders has called on the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe to cut ties with the SPLC. Recently, Breitbart News reported that social media website Twitter may have cut ties with the far-left SPLC following reports of a number of scandals within the organization. Some insider reports allege that the SPLC's hate monitoring is, in fact, a money-making scam. Previously, the SPLC was one of Twitter's safety partners, which helped to identify and remove hateful conduct and harassment on the platform. This week, Media Research Center President Brent Bozell wrote to Google, Twitter, Amazon, and Facebook to request that the companies no longer work with the SPLC. Following reported that Twitter has severed ties with the SPLC, Bozell wrote in a statement. 2 weeks ago, we issued open letters to the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, Google and Amazon urging them to cut ties with the corrupt, anti-conservative, anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. Since then, it's been reported that Twitter has severed ties with the organization. It's time they publicly confirm or deny this. If true, we commend them for taking action. The lack of a public response from Facebook, Google, and Amazon, however, indicates they continue to affiliate themselves with the hypocritical SPLC. The American public deserves an answer. We ask the CEOs of these tech giants again. Will your company continue to align itself with an anti-conservative, anti-Christian organization accused of harboring systemic racism, or will you do the right thing and publicly sever ties with them? We await your response. The full email sent by Bozell and 34 other conservative leaders to the CEOs of a number of tech companies reads, April 17, 2019. Mr. Jack Dorsey, Chief Executive Officer, Twitter, 1355 Market Street, No. 900, San Francisco, California 94103. Dear Mr. Dorsey, 2 weeks ago, 34 conservative leaders wrote to you demanding that you formally and publicly cut ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. According to an anonymous comment provided to the Daily Caller for an April 7 story, Twitter is no longer working with the SPLC as part of its Trust and Safety Council. However, that was 10 days ago and Twitter still has not made any formal announcement about its relationship with the SPLC. If it is true, we will happily applaud this decision publicly. If Twitter maintains any relationship with the SPLC in an advisory capacity, it is embracing a bigoted, hypocritical organization with a hate-filled agenda. Immediately issuing a public statement cutting any and all ties with the SPLC would restore Twitter's credibility on this issue. We urge you once again in the strongest possible terms to make a formal and public declaration that you are cutting all ties with the SPLC. We look forward to informing our millions of grassroots supporters that you are terminating your relationship with this hateful and hypocritical organization. Sincerely, L. Brent Bozell III, Founder and President, Media Research Center. Trisha Erickson, President, Angel Pictures and Publicity Incorporated. Lady Brigitte Gabriel, Founder and Chairman, Act for America. Cleta Mitchell, Partner, Foley & Lardner LLP. Stephen Nertelt, Editor, LifeNews.com. Terry Schilling, Executive Director, American Principles Project. John Henry Weston, Co-Founder and Editor-in-Chief, LifeSiteNews.com. Morton Blackwell, Chairman, The Wire Crunch. Mark J. Fitzgibbons, President of Corporate Affairs, American Target Advertising Incorporated. Ron Robinson, President, Young America's Foundation. Floyd Brown, Publisher, Western Journal. Richard A. Vigory, Chairman, FedUpic.org. Ed Corrigan, Executive Director, Conservative Partnership Institute. Nicholas Stahel, Campaign for the American Future. Eric Piper, Ph.D., President, Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Rod D. Martin, Founder and CEO, The Martin Organization Incorporated. Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West, U.S. Army, retired, Member, 112th U.S. Congress, Senior Fellow, Media Research Center. Sean A. Mitchell. Former National Chaplain. National Federation of Republican Assemblies. Jerry Melvin. Former Dean. Florida House of Representatives. Anthony Allen. President. Hannibal LaGrange University. Lee A. Beeman. CEO. Beeman Automotive Group. Kevin Freeman. Founder. NSYC Institute. Matt Staver. Founder and Chairman. Liberty Council. Justin Danhoff. General Counsel. National Center for Public Policy Research. Susan Carlson. Chairman and CEO. The American Civil Rights Union. Lisa B. Nelson. CEO. American Legislative Exchange Council. Gary L. Bauer. President. American Values. Craig Shirley. Reagan biographer and presidential historian. Gene Mills. President. Louisiana Family Forum. Frank Gaffney. Founder and Executive Chairman. Center for Security Policy. Bill Donahue. President. Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. Salas Solanuzis. President. 60 Plus Association. James L. Martin. Founder/Chairman. 60 Plus Association. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.